Hey guys, sorry it's been a while. I know my AMA technically ended back on the 21st, but I've been battling between illness and more illness and lack of privacy to record, so I'm just getting this done now. All the apologies, but got 10 people asking me questions. I can't say 10 questions because there are more than one on some of them. So, here we go. Definitely not bats asks, how many glasses of wine from a fuckwit would you consider yourself? Currently or overall? Because currently, zero. Because I am sadly very, very sober. I have mead in the fridge, but haven't got to it. He also asks, what is your least favorite number? Least favorite? I've never really thought about that. So let's go with least favorite. I think three might be my least favorite. I mean, lots of people like threes and threesomes, but I tend to be more threes and third wheels, so it's kind of awkward at times. So, I mean, if someone wants to fix that for me, I'm all for it, but for now, my least favorite number is three. Closeted Whisperer asks, has anyone ever caught you during sexy times with yourself or someone? If no, how would you react if that happened? Well, it has happened, and it's actually happened while I was trying to record something for GWA, which really made it fun. Because I currently live with my ex. I mean, we're fairly amicable, but at the same time, it is my ex, and there is zero sexual anything there. And I was in my room with my vibe and had Audacity set up, was recording. He opened the door and I just kind of leapt under the covers again. I was just like, no! And truth be told, I nearly threw the vibrator at his head. I didn't, partially because I liked the vibrator too much, which is probably harsh, but definitely true. So, how would I react? I would, well, jump under blankets and pretend nothing happened. At least that's what has happened the first time. This has happened in a while. Other than that, I don't know. It really depends on the person. Though I'm pretty sure a lot of go away may be happening, but that's it. Who is your celebrity lookalike? Oh God, I have no idea. Oh God, I don't know. I know when I was younger, and I mean like in my early 20s, because I'm 34, but in my early 20s, people said I looked like a young Meg Ryan, but I don't really see it. I don't know. I honestly don't have any idea. I wish it was an easy, obvious answer, but like if I looked like a celebrity, well, I don't know. I'd probably end up having to be one, and that'd be complicated and yucky. Lack of privacy. Ew, I hate it enough. And then Harry Potter nerd alert. What house are you from? I'm a Ravenclaw, represent. Also, do you think you fit being in that house? 110%. Absolutely, I feel like I fit in Ravenclaw. I've got all the books. I'm very knowledge-based, stuck my nose in a book, that kind of thing. I like to know all the things, all of them, all at once. So I think it definitely fits. Northern Thunderstorm asks, would you rather have a unicorn or a Pegasus? Serious questions here, folks. Seriously, I love anything fantasy related. So yeah, these are kind of serious. I think I would rather have a unicorn. I mean, yes, the Pegasus would be, hey, I'm flying my horse to work or whatever, but at the same time, I don't want to deal with people complaining about airspace and whatnot. That, and I have once in a while run around in a pair of pajamas with a hood and a unicorn horn yelling that I was a motherfucking unicorn, so unicorns are kind of something I like. So, definitely unicorn. Daddy's Little Kitten wants to know, if you could fuck one famous person, who would it be? This is, at present, going to be, like, the same answer that I'm pretty sure that, like, 900 bazillion women would say, but I would definitely fuck the shit out of Ryan Reynolds. Oh my god, I would break that man in half, or at least die trying. Because I like sex, obviously, but I also like when it's okay to be funny, and something tells me that that would just be very, very comedic slash hot as hell slash just oh my god. So, there you go. The Hydrian Dream Drive, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Has some questions for me. If you could serve ale in space, how would you do it? And explain your answer. And he's given me four options. I would definitely go with, out of those four that are listed, free-floating blobs, but I'm also a huge fan of Jell-O shots, and I know technically I'd be serving the booze, but you know, gonna drink a little bit on the side anyway, so I mean, if I'm gonna end up in space and having to serve alcohol, definitely gonna drink. So yeah, Jell-O shots all around. I don't know about ale, but we can make Jell-O ale. Sure, why not? Okay, and the heavily armored Orlan DM spacesuit looks set to be basically what astronauts wear. How would you crack open that newfangled suit to get to the hot, nerdy hunk within? Also, a detailed description of the sexy desuiting is welcome and highly encouraged. This is, I don't know. I mean, I would hope that if said hot, nerdy hunk, finger quotes, I don't know, I'm not, I mean, astronauts can be all over the place, right? They don't have to fill a certain, I mean, they do requirement-wise, but not, like, you don't have to be a certain type of person. So, I mean, well, first off, I don't know if I'm still, if I'm serving ale in space, it's gonna be pretty easy to crack open that suit. Just, yeah, I don't, science, stand back, I'm about to talk about science, but not really. I don't know, I'd have to, like, it's sad, but I'm going, it would have to be a very hands-on thing for me to give any detailed description because I don't know what I'm working with. But I would, at very best, give 150% to figuring out just how to pop that astronaut suit open. So any astronauts out there want to give me a hand, or anybody who wants to play astronaut, I'm down with that too. So, I know. So, and I don't know if that's enough of the right answer, but Well, I don't. I hope there aren't too many right answers. It's asking me, and I don't have all the right answers or most of the wrong answers. But, okay, next question. Snurd Williams asks, which John Carpenter movie would you live in? Explain your answer. Okay, Snurd, you're probably gonna hate me for this, but I had to look some things up. Because I don't watch a lot of movies. Like, I don't know why. I never have. And I can't say I've watched any all the way through. Please don't hate me. So, I don't know. And explaining my answer is I clearly need to go on a movie binge. So, I'll get on that. I'll get on that soon. I know. I should. So if I disappear again, it is Netflix without chill. Only Inside You asks, will you eat chocolate while answering everyone's questions? I'm not. It's not that I can't, because I've got my little snack drawer full of chocolate, but I'm not right now, because it's still before noon here, and I had brunch. Well, really just really late breakfast, but we'll call it brunch. So, yeah, no chocolate right now. And what is your favorite thing to do in your spare time? I like museums. I like the zoo. I mean, as bad of a rap as St. Louis gets, there are some amazing, amazing museums here, and the zoo is free, so I personally just love to go to the zoo and walk around, or I'll go to the City Museum, which is essentially a giant found art adult playground, so look it up. citymuseum.org. It is stupendous. I love it. So basically, I just like to run around and act like an overgrown five-year-old at places like that. I like art museums and history museums as well, but I really just like things that I can interact with. So that's the answer there. And then Little Bard of Hope asks, what is your favorite stay-at-home activity? So, when I'm not going to the zoo or the City Museum or binging out on coffee and gelato, which is something else I love to do, my favorite stay-at-home activity is, I can't say sleep. I mean, I do a lot of that at home, but as far as staying home, I like to play video games, and I more or less like to just hang out with my cats and dogs. I have, between the cats and the dogs, 6 of them, so 4 cats, 2 dogs, so it's a full house. So, I mean, it's really just kind of a mellow hangout with my critters. So, I know, so exciting. What I don't like to do is laundry, but I end up doing that so, so much. Okay, the writing writer asks, you can pick any 3 men, living or dead, and have them triple team you. Who is it? Oh, there's that 3 again. Living or dead? Well, hopefully we're reanimating them, because I'm not a necrophiliac. I'm not kink-shaming, but hey, not my thing. 3 men, living or dead. Does it have to be men? I mean, I'm not openly like, oh my, I don't identify as bi, but definitely have been curious, and I can appreciate a woman. But 3 men, and I won't use what I used before as far as what celebrity, because you're going anybody ever. One of them would actually be an ex of mine. I'm not going to name names. It's not anyone on Reddit. But we had a very good, very solid relationship until it just went kaput. But the sex was amazing on so many levels. So definitely the one ex. We'll call him Jay. God, living or dead, that's a lot of men, people. Do you know how many that is? God, I don't know. Let's see. So my ex, let's make it interesting. My ex, Albert Einstein, and Picasso. So it would be a very surreal experience at the least, and something I most certainly wouldn't forget. So there you go. There are three doors in front of you, a red, a blue, and a green. Which do you choose and why? I'm going to say the blue, but that's depending on where these doors are. The blue one is the color of the door to my house. So I like coming home after running all the errands. And if that's that door, that blue door is going to take me home. I hope. Fingers crossed. We'll go with blue. And what one kink do you want to try more but haven't had the chance? So many, first off. So many. But I'd like to get into a bit more public things. I'm a big fan of PDA, and there, to me, aren't very many limits. I mean, there are legal limits, but hey, it's only illegal if you get caught, right? I haven't done anything of that sort, but it's always been something that I've wanted to, or at least wanted to attempt. So, also, I need some more handcuffs in my life. So bad. But that's another story. And Chernobyl Greenie asks, if you could have one flavor of lollipop for the rest of your life, what would it be? Because I like my lollipops, and there are plenty of people around here that know that. I've even done an audio where I've been gagging myself with a lollipop as I play with my vibe. So, one flavor of lollipop for the rest of my life. I know when I was younger, and I was obsessed with, like, the Dum Dums, I was always about the cream soda ones. And I'm thinking about other things that I've had, and I've had blueberry, and I've had coffee, and I've had a whole bunch. But I'm going, okay, I'll narrow it down from cream soda, tiramisu, and I think those are the main two, but I think I would have to absolutely go with cream soda as, for the rest of my life, that would be the one I'd be stuck with. I'm talking when I was obsessed with cream soda lollipops is from when I was a little kid, and I'm definitely not a little kid anymore, and I still like them, so totally go with that. And that's all the questions I have, and I've been rambling for about 20 minutes, so if you're still here, thank you. Thanks for everything. I mean, you guys are awesome. So I will leave you with that. Thanks for listening.